Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson. Aretha Franklin is known today as the Queen of Soul, but when she was coming up as a young singer in the early 1960s, she sang a repertoire of jazz, pop, and blues. We'll hear some of those recordings, as well as music from trumpeters Jeremy Pelt and Chet Baker, singers Dick Hames and Imelda May, pianist Bill Evans, and more. It's all part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, coming up next on Afterglow. Thank you. tenor saxophonist Houston Person from his CD So Nice, doing the Cole Porter song Everything I Love. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and this time around the program, I'm going to be featuring some early recordings from singer Aretha Franklin, recordings made before she became known as the Queen of Soul. I also have music coming up from the 1940s and 50s star singer Dick Haymes. We'll hear from pianist Bill Evans and from trumpeter Chet Baker as well. I'm going to start off with something from singer Jackie Paris, who died in 2004 at the age of 77, and another case of somebody really never getting the recognition in his lifetime that he should have gotten. He was the first white singer to tour with Lionel Hampton back in the late 1940s, turned down an offer to sing with Duke Ellington as well, evidently because he had gotten kind of burned out while touring with Lionel Hampton. He recorded the first vocal version of Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight. Charlie Parker called him his favorite singer. So a very talented artist, recognized by his fellow musicians, but again, for whatever reason, kind of struggled throughout his entire career to really ever rise to a level of mainstream acknowledgement. We're going to hear some music from an album that got reissued a couple of years ago, recorded in 1958, called The Jackie Paris Sound. Here he is doing the Al Duman Harry Warren song, You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, Jackie Paris on Afterglow.
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone, but now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone, but now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Don't wanna break it. You're getting to be a swinging habit with me. With time. Darling, hold me forever and fold me. Too soon forever will be gone.
Baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan doing Nightlights from the CD Legends Live, the Jerry Mulligan Sextet at Stuttgart in November of 1977. Before that, we heard trumpeter Jeremy Pelt and singer Joanne Pascal doing the Sammy Kahn song Moondrift. And we started off with singer Jackie Paris from his 1958 album, The Jackie Paris Sound, doing Al Dubin and Harry Warren's song You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. I'm highlighting some recordings on this edition of Afterglow from singer Aretha Franklin, born March 25th, 1942 in Memphis. She grew up in Buffalo and Detroit and became known worldwide as the Queen of Soul. But like so many popular R&B and soul singers of the late 1960s and the 1970s, she's somebody who got her start singing jazz and pop and blues, as well as gospel. She signed with Atlantic Records in 1966, and that's when her career really began to take off with hits like Respect. But she had already recorded 130 songs over the past 6 years for Columbia. All of them came out in 2011 on an 11-CD box set, but there's a much smaller and very good double disc compilation that's simply called Jazz to Soul that covers the same period, a period that found Columbia's producers having Franklin record everything from gospel and show tunes to jazz and pop covers, as well as some R&B sides that clearly point the way to the sound that she would trademark on her Atlantic Records. Her first album featured several standout jazz musicians, including pianist Ray Bryant, tenor saxophonist Al Sears, who had played in Duke Ellington's big band, and bassist Bill Lee, father of future filmmaker Spike Lee. Let's listen to Aretha Franklin now in 1960 with the Ray Bryant combo doing All Night Long on Afterglow.
Never knew the softness of his tender kiss. Don't know if he's weak or strong. All I know is he's never dream a dream all night long. Never heard him speak a single word of love. Never knew his favorite song. Because he only speaks to me in dreams I dream. Oh, tells me he's in love with me, and how much he needs me to be near. But at best a dream is just a fantasy. If I touch his hand, he'll disappear. No, no, no. No, no, no. Now, I don't need a love that's just a memory. Fate, how could you be so wrong? Oh. to keep me warm. I cry when I hear the chapel bells ring, and sometimes I crawl through the night. Won't you please come home and make my holiday right? It's been a blue. Oh yes it has. It's been a blue holiday. And I'm all alone. My dear, I need your love to keep me warm. It's been a blue, yeah. Oh, this is you since you've been gone. Yeah.
Singer Aretha Franklin in 1962 doing Blue Holiday, originally from the album The Electrifying Aretha Franklin. And before that, we heard her in 1960 doing All Night Long from her first album on Columbia, Aretha with the Ray Bryant Combo. Both of those recordings included on the two-disc set Jazz to Soul. I'll have more music from Aretha Franklin and other artists in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. And you can find us now on Facebook as well. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. Singer Dick Haymes was a star in the big band era of the 1940s, but today he's often remembered, if he's remembered at all, as the man who replaced Frank Sinatra twice. First in 1939, when Sinatra left Harry James's orchestra to join Tommy Dorsey, and then again in 1942, when Sinatra left Dorsey to strike out on his own. Haymes went on to make some really wonderful albums in the mid-1950s for Capitol, not nearly as well known as the recordings he made earlier on with James and with Tommy Dorsey. He also had a number of hits with Helen Forrest as well. Let's listen to something from one of those 1950s Capitol albums. This is Dick Haymes and The Very Thought of You on Afterglow.
The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. Oh, but I'm happy as a king. And foolish though it may seem to me, that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower. Your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. The thought of you, the very thought of you, my
each other, so look up, I'll meet you at the moon.
Thank you.
pianist Bill Evans with If You Could See Me Now from the CD The Best of Bill Evans. Before that, we heard singer Imelda May from her CD Love Tattoo doing her composition Meet You at the Moon. And we start off with Dick Haymes doing The Very Thought of You from Dick Haymes' The Complete Capitol Collection. I'm highlighting some early recordings of singer Aretha Franklin on this edition of Afterglow. I'm going to play some more music that she recorded for the Columbia label in the early 1960s. She would eventually leave Columbia in 1966 and go on to sign with Atlantic, where she would begin a long run of hits for that label, songs that many, many people know, like Respect. But she had already actually been dubbed the Queen of Soul in 1965, and she had actually had some hits with Columbia as well. Her period at Columbia, not quite the lost period that maybe it's been presented as in a number of histories of Aretha Franklin. Let's listen now to more music from that period, starting off with Aretha Franklin doing If Ever I Would Leave You on Afterglow.
Ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never. If I'd ever leave you, it couldn't be in autumn. Just how I'd leave in autumn, I never. Running merrily, merrily, merrily through the snow. Or on a wintry evening, when you catch the fire's glow. If ever I would it wouldn't be in springtime. Knowing how in springtime I'm bewitched, bewitched, bewitched by you. So fall. If ever I would leave you, at all.
unforgettable. That's just what you are. You're unforgettable. Near me or far, like a song of love that clings to me. How thought of you does silly little things to me. Never before has someone in my life meant more. You're unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's just how you stay. That's why, darling, it's so incredible. Someone so unforgettable thinks that I'm unforgettable too. Someone like you, so unforgettable. You think that I'm unforgettable too.
Young Aretha Franklin, I think about 22 years old when she recorded that Unforgettable, the title track from her 1964 album, A Tribute to Dinah Washington, recorded not long after Washington's death. Dinah Washington, known as the Queen of the Blues, so kind of appropriate that Aretha Franklin, who would soon be known as the Queen of Soul, recorded that tribute to Washington. Before that, we heard Franklin singing If Ever I Would Leave You from her 1963 album, Laughing on the Outside. Both of those tracks included on the compilation Aretha Franklin, Jazz to Soul. I'll close out with a couple of tracks that invoke the singer Billie Holiday, one of them by trumpeter Chet Baker from a 1960s tribute album he recorded to Holiday, and we'll hear one more from Aretha Franklin from her 1962 LP, The Tender, The Moving, The Swinging Aretha Franklin. They just don't make album titles like they used to. We're going to hear her doing God Bless the Child, Aretha Franklin on Afterglow.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. For the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own. the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the rain. Oh no, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless a child that can stand up anywhere and say, I've got my own. Crust of bread and such. Now you can help yourself. Oh, but don't take too much. No, no. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless a child. It's always a child that can say, I've got my own. Oh, I've got my home.
I'm traveling light. Because my gal has gone, and from now on I'm traveling light. She said goodbye and took my heart away. So from now on I'm traveling light. No one to see, I'm free as the breeze. No one but me and my memories. Some lucky night she may come back again, but until then I'm traveling light. No one to see, I'm free as a breeze. No
close with Chet Baker doing Travelin' Light from the album Baker's Holiday, and Aretha Franklin before that doing God Bless the Child from Jazz to Soul. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus, and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can listen to many more Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Pascash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join me again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone.